You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Okay, guys. Little warning. Don't listen to this episode. Don't listen to it. It's I've got you know what title of the movie is that I'm going to be talking about. You don't have to listen to this one. Not from here. Just go ahead, select the next one or the previous ones. Much better episodes than this one. So, warning you now, this one will suck. So, I warned you. Anyway, where we're at, I have recorded two other episodes today. I recorded, just finished Caddyshack, I don't know, probably about an hour ago. And what I do before that, I did Adventures in Babysitting. So, all recording same day. We're still on July 6th. It's now 2:15 p.m. Central Time. I've got my laundry still in the dryer. I did pull my pants out. I don't like to leave my khakis in the dryer past about 30-45 minutes. I mean, they're still a little bit damp, but I like to put them on the hanger so that they're not wrinkled. So that's something that I just do so I don't have to deal with having to iron. So it's a bit of a lazy man's trick, but you just got to keep on top of your laundry when you got those things in there that you don't want to go back to and iron. And I had been doing that with like my dress shirts for a while now. But now that I have a job that has less clothes that I have to wear that are very much like that need to be ironed. I mean, I'm now into polo shirts and I can wear jeans every day and actually even tennis shoes, which is a very nice welcome change. So still an office environment, but I'm what they call active business wear, which just basically means that we are allowed to wear jeans every day, but they prefer us to have like a nice shirt on. And by nice shirt, just means like a collared shirt. So I usually get away with like a polo shirt. So it's very nice to be able to be in that environment. Actually, my first day, I was wearing khakis, and I was about the most overdressed person there. So it was really, like I said, very nice welcome change based on jobs that I've had in the past where like I had to wear a suit every day. So good times. But yeah, as far as the way the day is going, we're going to be going to see the new Spider-Man movie here, very shortly, Far From Home. So that starts at, 3:30, Central. Probably leaving the house in about 45 minutes or so, to get over there to the movie theater. So looking forward to that. So now I'm just kind of killing some time. In between the last recording that I did, have a little bit of lunch. We had some leftover brisket, so I put that in, as a sandwich. And I've had there's this local barbecue joint called, Moon Time, and they do this thing, called a brisket, grilled cheese sandwich. And I've been trying to recreate that at home, and we had brisket, a lot of brisket that was left over from my wife's office party. They had barbecue that they had catered in, so she brought leftovers home. So I'm getting a bit more brisket and pulled pork than I'm used to having in the house, which is good and bad, probably because I'm eating probably too much. Good news is I'm nice and full now, so that I'll have no desire that when the movie time runs around, that all I'll probably need is just a drink. Whereas they like to get in with the popcorn stuff. So, yeah, has anything happened since then that I wanted to talk about? I don't think there is. I was channel surfing. I was filling a little bit of time. I turned on the TV, and what's really sad is that Spider-Man 2, Tobey Maguire was on, and I almost put it on, but then I stopped myself. I'm like, you know what? I like the beginning part before Doc Ock becomes Doc Ock, so the kind of the build up there. But it's like I didn't need to like see it after it was like in progress too much, which is sad to say. So I figured I would have wanted to put that, you know, to get me kind of in the Marvel Spider-Man mood. But I don't know. It's just like Tom Holland is such a different Spider-Man than Tobey Maguire ever was. So it's not the same. It's very different. That wouldn't really prep me mentally for that movie, because I'm not a fan of the Tobey Maguire films because they always beat him up too much. But anyway, I'm digressing. I will get to the essential movie thing here, I promise. But really just was trying to fill you in on what was going on today. Not much of anything. I'm just kind of adding episodes to the can. So getting them ready so that they're ready for us when we're ready to post them. So at this point, I've got probably a good 4 episodes in the can. This would be 5. So that's good. That'll get us a good 2.5 weeks out of needing content. Let's go ahead and get started with things. I've already warned you this isn't the episode to listen to. Just because I think the meat of the discussion that's going to be any somewhat interesting has probably already happened. So you've been warned, but you're still listening. I don't understand you, but anyway, here we go. Insert bumper.
This is 80-something podcast.
Me. I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
To each other. And party on, dudes!
Hey, this is Bonsai Retro Club. I am Dave, and what you've tuned into is to listen to another one of our 1980s Essential Movies list podcast episode. What that means is that we found this list on Rotten Tomatoes. We are counting down from 140 to 1 of all the movies that are on there. So that means there's going in this series, there's going to be 140 episodes. That's pretty big commitment for us, for me. But I'm up for the challenge. And in honesty, I thought I would have quit long before now. So I'm glad to see that this is still going. Where am I at now? What episode number? I am on episode 111, 111, and that being Baby Boom. Normally I like to insert the trailer, the audio for the trailer, so I'm going to do that here.
High-powered executives have their own language, like worst-case scenario.
I inherited a baby from a cousin I haven't seen since 1954.
Power lunch.
Your baby just barfed all over my boss.
This is not my baby. I don't have children.
Downside.
Yeah.
And upside.
Oh, I...
Diane Keaton in Baby Boom.
Starts Wednesday, October 7th at Famous Players and other selected theaters near you. Check listings.
And one of my silent co-hosts is my Google Mini device. And what I like to do is say, hey, Google, tell us about Baby Boom.
According to Wikipedia, a baby boom is a period marked by a significant increase of birth rate.
See, I asked the question wrong, and that's what happens. So let's try this again. Hey, Google, tell us about the movie Baby Boom.
Here's the synopsis of Baby Boom. J.C. Wyatt Diane Keaton is a New York City businesswoman who is married to her job and has a relationship with Stephen Harold Ramis, a successful investment broker. J.C.'s life takes an unexpected turn when a relative suddenly dies and makes her the caretaker of a baby girl. Soon, the baby's arrival causes J.C. to lose first Stephen and then her job. She moves to Vermont and embarks on a series of life-changing events. But when offered the opportunity, will she return to her corporate ways?
So, that's it. That's everything I know about the movie, and I don't even know it. My Google Mini device knows it. I haven't watched it. I have no desire to watch it. Here's a really weird thing. It's got Harold Ramis, it's got Diane Keaton, it's got James Spader, Sam Shepard. This is a movie that I would probably watch, based on the cast. But, as I've said before, you know, movies like this, when they came out, I was being a teenage boy. And, you know, Baby Boom wouldn't have been high on the priority list. I think had I had a girlfriend back then, and she was into this type of movie, I hesitate to call it a chick flick. I'm not sure if it is. I don't know if Baby Boom qualifies as a chick flick because, like I said, I haven't seen it. And everything that I got was on the synopsis just a minute ago. I know people like it, but I've never made time for it. So it's a big, nice 80s gap in my experience. Now, is it one of those gaps that needs to be filled? I have no idea. I really don't. There's nothing about this movie that really I kind of associated with. You know, everything that I got for this kind of movie, I got from Mr. Mom. Now, they could be completely different. They could be nothing the same. But based on the synopsis that we just got through the Google Mini, this reminded me of a Mr. Mom version of, that's now Diane Keaton. Versus where Mr. Mom had his family already, and it seems like Baby Boom, Diane Keaton gets this kid after the fact. I'm not sure how you inherit a 14-month-old baby girl. Oh, from recently deceased relatives. Okay, well then, I'm sure there's a reason, right? So maybe this is probably more like Three Men and a Baby than it is Mr. Mom. Like I said, I don't have anything to compare it to. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. And as I warned you before the bumper, this isn't the episode to listen to because you could be shouting at your podcast playing device right now and saying, you know what, Dave? You're full of shit. You should really be making time for Baby Boom because it's a classic. And, well, one, I can't hear you. And two, I've never ever heard someone go, oh my God, you've got to see Baby Boom. You must drop what you're doing and go, we've got to go watch Baby Boom. No one ever has told me in their life that they watched Baby Boom like, you know, multiple times. You know, there's movies out there that we watch over and over and over again, And I've never, ever, ever heard anybody say that about Baby Boom. Now, is it one of those movies that is you're changing channels or you're scrolling through the guide and you see Baby Boom and you go, you know what? I like that movie. I'll go ahead and stop and watch it. Maybe it's one of those. My wife has a lot of movies like that, like where she'll, like, I'll buy her the DVD, like, for Christmas or birthday or something like that. And I think that I did really good on the gift. But it turns out those movies that she likes like that tend to not be movies that she just wants to go get the DVD, put in the DVD player, and push play. She'd rather come across them by accident. And then she'll watch them. Or if they're on the DVR and you just hit play. If you have to go through the effort of going somewhere to go get it, or, you know, do something a little more involved, then she doesn't want that level of commitment. And is Baby Boom one of those? I'm not saying that for her, but I'm just saying in general. I've never heard anybody, like, you know, I've got Baby Boom on my Apple device, and every time I go on a trip, I'm always watching Baby Boom. Never heard that from anybody. Now, if I was asking a woman, would she say that you know, this movie is one of those? From the dudes I know, it's not. So that's it. That's all I've got. And I, you know, there could be some important dialogue or something, or maybe an important montage scene. If when I go to edit this episode and I do find something like that, maybe I'll throw that in.
Whoa! What is this?
A baby.
What is it doing here?
Well, you know that pin I thought I inherited from my cousin?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't a pin.
Ah, here it is. We hereby request that J.C. Wyatt act as guardian to our only child, Elizabeth Alice Wyatt. Mm-hmm. If, however, J.C. Wyatt is unable to act as guardian, we leave it to her discretion to find suitable adoptive parents. Thank God you have an out clause. You do want the out clause.
Well, of course I want the out clause. What do you think?
I thought I heard your biological clock ticking is what I
think. Oh, Stephen, please. Please, tomorrow I'm going to contact whoever it is who finds suitable adoptive parents, but in the meantime, we're just going to make... Do! Here, would you hold her?
Oh, no.
I can't...
No, I never held a baby.
I see. What, I have?
Oh, God.
Thank you very much. Now, look, there is nothing in the world to get uptight about. We're two summa cum laudes. We can handle one little baby for 8 hours.
Which is why I warned you, don't listen to this episode. This is a gateway episode. I'm going to call this mentally. It's not going to be labeled that on when I post the title of the podcast for this episode. It's not going to be a gateway episode, but in a way it is. I'm trying to get to the next one, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I needed to complete Baby Boom before I got to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. So this is me just getting past Baby Boom, just getting past it, just moving along. Nothing to see here. I warned you, this isn't the episode to listen to. Like I said, nothing to see, nothing to listen to. Move on. Now, in the next episode, when I get to Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, there's going to be some stuff to say. I've got some dialogue. I've got some stories. Well, I don't know stories, but I've got enough to share that I'm excited about that one. Not excited about Baby Boom. So, like I said, you know, if you already listened, you already got through it all. You might as well just hear the end wrap up part of this. Because you made it. You made it through absolutely just nothing. Maybe it's a Seinfeld episode. Maybe it's not a gateway episode. This is a Seinfeld episode where it's an episode of nothing. Because I ended up talking more interesting stuff through the bumper than I did talking about Baby Boom. That, my friends, listeners, is how you fill an episode about a movie you've never seen. Did it. Bam. All right. So, we got a website, Banzai Retro Club, BANZAI. That's retroclub.com. Go out there, follow us on social media. That's Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, all that kind of good jazz. Hit those follow buttons, hit likes on our posts, We like to think that when we are tweeting out to people that they're listening to us. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe Twitter's a thing that we shouldn't even be doing anymore. All I know is I have fun on Twitter because I got some cool people that I interact with. Also, if you got one of those snazzy iDevices, be it an iPhone, be it an iPad, give us a rating review on iTunes. If you've got Spotify, I think you just follow us, maybe, or you hit subscribe. I'll have to look that up before we record the next one. If you could do any of those things, really appreciate it. If you have feedback for me and you want to tell me that Baby Boom is a quintessential 1980s movie that I cannot go the rest of my life without watching, shoot that feedback to me via email, mcfly@bonsairetroclub.com. Okay. This part where I remind you to have a great whatever and be excellent to each other. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 All right, well, I already talked about what's next. We know what's coming up next. It's where I got the phrase, be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is our next 1980s essential movie list podcast episode. And why the hell is it at 110 and why isn't it higher up on the list?
Changing time, everything is going so much faster. It seems like I my love.